You are listening to the In Her Flow podcast with Gina and Serena. We created this podcast to help you nurture and connect to your flow, whilst also reducing the stigma and shame surrounding periods.
Each week, we will share episodes that explore conversations with female health practitioners, industry expanders, and everyday women. We are so grateful that you're tuning in to today's episode. So Anthea is a highly regarded and experienced women's mentor, healer, and speaker. She's deeply passionate about helping women feel amazing and create the life of their dreams through one-on-one mentoring programs, retreats, and events. Many women describe that with Anthea's guidance, they've been able to manifest their dreams with ease, radiate confidence, glow with health and wellness, and deeply connect into their own intuition. So welcome to the In Her Flow podcast, Anthea. It's so lovely to have you on.
Thank you so much, both of you, for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good chat. And for those of you that might not know, Anthea and I actually met years ago in uni, and we were just talking before we started recording about how nice it is to kind of reconnect and to be on our own paths, doing in the realms of like women's wellness. But yeah, it's really nice to connect again.
Yeah, 5 years on, I think.
Yeah, it's been a little while. And we know that manifesting isn't necessarily directly related to the menstrual cycle, but we really were so excited to chat to you, and we've had so many conversations with some friends because it's such an empowering tool for women to be able to call in exactly what they want and to live a life that they really truly deserve. So yeah, I know Gina and I have been super excited for this conversation.
Totally. And as you know, as I'll soon explain, manifestation for a woman is really, you know, your self-worth aligning with what it is that you want. And I think with all the work you guys do, when you're optimizing your body and yourself and your soul, that's when you can really create a beautiful life from that place of overflow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I guess before we jump into the juicy conversation of manifestation, we do ask all of our guests of how they felt when they're first on their first bleed compared to how they feel in their period now.
Totally. Well, I feel like I was brought up in a typical living in Australia culture of, you know, the media and movies and everyone telling me how painful and annoying a period is and how embarrassing it is when you get blood on yourself and, you know, you're in pain every month, you binge eat, you break out. And so I remember having fear almost about getting this period because I thought, what an inconvenience, how embarrassing. And I remember when I first got my bleed, I had to go to school the next day. And I remember sitting in assembly and feeling terrified of standing up if my teacher called my name, because I just felt as though I had bled through my pants. Like, I just remember this insane fear around my period, and I feel like I almost created or manifested just even more pain, resenting it, feeling acne-like, because I'd been told you were going to be more hungry. I would then want to eat more crappy foods. So it wasn't a nice experience at all, and I kind of was angry about being a woman almost, because I thought, how unfair that we have to subject ourselves to this pain every month. And now that I've learned so much about, you know, the importance of being healthy and having happy hormones and how beautiful it is to have a cycle as a woman, I really have such deep gratitude every month when my period comes. And for me, it's my time of going inward and having a winter phase and reflecting on myself and checking in and nourishing myself, and knowing that, you know, I'm not pregnant, which I'm not trying to be pregnant right now. So I have gratitude for that. And I feel like my cycle has taught me so much about myself, and I now really live in alignment with my cycle. And I just think it's the most beautiful gift that we have as a woman.
It's such a beautiful shift in perspective.
Totally, because we're not ever taught this. I've just created a program for young girls where we do actually touch on this subject, because we're not really taught in school the importance of knowing your different phases of your cycle, or, you know, how beautiful our period is and what it represents.
I totally agree with that. I think the main thing that I remember from like high school and popular culture was that scene from Puberty Blues where one of the characters is at the desk at a dance rehearsal and she bleeds throughout her pants and then she gets bullied for it. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's only natural to have grow up, at least in Australian culture, with some sort of maybe resentment, shame around their bleed and just like fear of spotting or having that embarrassment.
Yeah, so shame around buying a tampon, shame around being seen in like the aisle at the supermarket where you do buy pads and tampons, you know, like it's just this icky kind of awkwardness around the whole subject when really, you know, it's such a beautiful gift.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so, yeah, it's so nice to hear such a shift. It's beautiful. And tell us a little bit more about yourself and the work you kind of do around manifesting. And some of our listeners may not even know what manifesting actually is, if you can sort of explain what that is.
Yeah, totally. So how I describe manifesting really is the word means basically creating. So when we talk about manifesting, we're really, you know, becoming magnetic for creating these beautiful opportunities in our life. And manifestation, essentially, the key to it is it's your self-worth aligning with what it is you want to attract. So manifestation really happens on the inside. And to answer your question about how I got into it, I remember when I was probably 11, Mum taught me how to do my first vision board. So Mum is an artist. I'm really blessed that she's such a super creative, spiritual woman. And she really, you know, we'd always be pulling angel cards together. And she really instilled in me that through visualization, I could really dream a beautiful life for myself. And these vision boards that I would make seem to always come true in one way, shape, or form. And of course, they've pivoted over the years. But I guess having my first vision board and knowing that it was possible for me to dream big and I had permission to dream big, I really dove down a hole of watching The Secret, you know, reading The Secret book, listening to Tony Robbins speak about the law of attraction. Just recently, I went on a manifestation retreat in Bali. I've studied Lacey Phillips' work. Like, I've studied so much about the law of attraction and what it is. And I've really found in my own life, weirdly, and I now know it's because I follow a specific process, everything that I've wanted has in some way, shape, or form come to fruition. And the goal of manifestation is to really allow it to make you magnetic for things that are so in alignment with you that potentially you couldn't have even have fathomed. So manifestation really is the process of essentially having a dream or a vision, and then having that dream or vision being attracted into your life.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like I've never had it explained in such a simple and like tangible way. Because I feel like there's so much information out there with the law of attraction and manifesting that it can be so confusing when you are just getting started with that process. So, yeah.
Totally. And it can be really woo-woo and not tangible. And I've developed my own 10-step formula touching on different things I've learnt over the course of my life. And my goal with it is to make it very tangible because, you know, of course, we all have an element of a belief in something, whether it's you believe in nothing, you believe in God, you believe in the universe, you believe in nature, whatever it is. And that really guides you. But I also think that in life, we do have the ability to have a vision, work on ourselves, and then really see it come to life. And the more we can do that with little things, the more magnetic we become and the higher our self-worth raises, to the point where job opportunities present themselves to us, or beautiful soul sisters into your life, or, you know, your dream man or woman walks in. And that's the kind of essence and magic of really understanding manifestation and this law of attraction, basically.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful process. I remember when I first sort of started getting into it, and all I wanted, I was going through a weird time with friendship groups and friends, and I knew kind of what I wanted, but I didn't know where to find that. And I'm sure when we sort of get into that 10-step process, you'll touch on it more, but I remember just really trying to hone in on what I wanted, what I wanted my relationships with my friends to look like, what I wanted us to do, how we were going to hang out, how we were going to talk and interact. And literally, like, friends just kept walking through the door, and I was like, how is this possible? It's totally incredible.
Yeah, and I think that really comes down to you really knowing for yourself you deserve better, and you had that vision of it, and then it's kind of doing the subconscious inner work and then watching that vision come to life in mysterious ways, or ways essentially that you couldn't have foreseen or pinpointed or planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's been a key for me. It's like not getting totally detailed and attached to how the outcome looks, but like being really certain about how I want to feel and what kind of things I want to be doing. But before we get into that a little bit more, I'm really curious, and I'm sure our listeners are curious to know some of the wonderful things you've manifested into your life.
Mm-hmm. So what I've manifested has been incredible in the sense that I dreamt this life for myself, and I'm not saying by any means that my life is perfect, but I guess for so long I wanted to live in Byron, which I've done. I'm now living in Byron. I have this beautiful online business where I can work from anywhere in the world that's abundant, and every day I get to, you know, be amongst women that I love and collaborate with other like-minded brands and women, such as By Charlotte, soon to be Tiger Lily. And I've manifested in my beautiful dream partner, which I never thought possible. And all my friends are so aligned. And I've manifested in things like a 12K month in my business, which is epic at the start of the year, a beautiful apartment in Paris. I've manifested being the lead in a commercial. I've manifested just all these different pieces of my life, you know, speaking, being flown to speak at a wellness festival for manifestation, which was epic. Just all these incredible things in my life that I never would have thought possible, but I knew that that was what my highest self deserved. So I had to do a hell of a lot of inner work to really get to this place of having such an abundant life. But exactly what you said, it's almost like I manifested feeling how I want to feel each and every day, which is expansive and free and loving and loved and just happy.
Wow, that is so amazing. So incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that all sounds just like you. There's just so many details in there just about like lifestyle and experiences, which is really expansive. But let's talk about that apartment in Paris. That sounds incredible.
Yes. So it was really weird. I manifested my dream acting agent who represented the Hemsworths at the time. Somehow they just said, we're going to take a chance on you, Anthea. We don't normally take in no-named actors. Like, I had done nothing before. And so I signed with Morrissey Management, and then they put me up for this audition for this commercial for Hollywood Gum, and I ended up getting it, one of the lead roles, and I was flown to New Zealand, and I made like 16 grand. And I thought, this is crazy. And then from that 16 grand, I spent it on my health coaching course at IIN, which was incredible, but also I rented my dream apartment in Paris for 3 months where I just literally learnt self-love and would walk around the Seine and would, you know, eat baguettes and eat croissants and just had this beautiful time. And it all started from, you know, just putting myself out there. And I think if anything, I really want to inspire women to just go for things, because the worst that can happen is that you're said no to, but the best thing that can happen is you never know where that one yes will lead you to.
Totally. Yeah, that sounds
I think it's quite easy as well to kind of sit and be comfortable and not to, I think when you're younger, you're sometimes told, oh, don't be a dreamer, like you get your head out of the clouds, but to be able to really think like, okay, what would I really love, and to think big and to imagine the finer details of that, rather than, I know I can quite often just fall into being comfortable and I'm like, oh yeah, this is fine, like this is safe.
Yeah, my number one value in life is courage. And from a young age, I've always just been so unapologetic about my dreams. Like I told people that I would be signing with that acting agency. I told people last year in the pandemic, I would be moving to Byron and I'd find my dream person. And, you know, I'd live this lifestyle. I told everyone for so long that I would create an abundant business online. And I think for me, if I'm not feeling a bit of fear, like jumping on podcasts, hosting a manifestation masterclass, hosting a retreat that I did earlier this year, which was another manifestation for women, I'm not growing. And I know for me to be aligned, I've got to constantly be putting myself out there, because I've always had this belief in myself. And I think for women, there's nothing more beautiful than someone who is a dreamer and who is unapologetic about their dreams and what it is they want to do in this lifetime, and just puts themselves out there and has courage, because that's how you really make things happen, which we'll get into, which is a big part of how to manifest.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that note, I know I was grateful to have a little snippet of this during a beautiful webinar you hosted a couple of weeks ago, but can you share with our listeners a little bit more about your manifesting process?
Totally. So to break it down, because it'll take a while to go into the 10 steps, essentially what it is first off, get extremely aligned in your life and really be unapologetic about this. So really, you know, look at who you're hanging around with. Are your friends aligned with you? What are you doing for work? Is that aligned with you? You know, what are you eating? What are you consuming? Does your body feel good in this moment? What is your vessel feeling like? How's your energy? How are you as a person? And then is there any inner work you have to do on yourself to become fully aligned, such as, do you feel really blocked about getting into your feminine? Do you need to maybe reconnect with your inner child because you struggle with play and dreaming? Do you have blocks because you've been hurt in the past from an ex-lover for finding love? Like, what can you do to really work on yourself right now and become more magnetic? And then what Lacey Phillips teaches and what I have found personally very powerful is this use of finding expanders, or for me, even people that you find inspiring, and really in your life, ensure that you've got really healthy examples of, you know, relationships in your life, people that are abundant, people that are happy in themselves, women that are confident. Like, how can you make your life more expansive, and how can you be the best version of yourself? And then really allow yourself to dream and tap into not what your friend thinks is success, not what you've read in a magazine of, you know, you need to be a New York Times bestselling author and have $1 million in your bank account and, you know, win an Oscar. What do you really want out of life? Like, what do you define as success? Like, what are your dreams? And really dream big here, but also ensure that you're dreaming what you find successful. So when I say this to a lot of my clients, they go, actually, if I really think about what I define as success, it's not having the pressure of being a CEO. It's not having the pressure of running a multi-million dollar business. I just want to, you know, manifesting a partner, be really happy and healthy every day, have maybe a beautiful home somewhere, and, you know, write a book. It doesn't have to be a bestseller. I just love writing. Like, what can you do to really get clear on what your vision is and really let go of the rest? For myself, I realized that it wasn't actually my dream to be an actress anymore. I was just holding on to that so tightly because it was once a dream of mine. But once I released that, it really made way for what is my version of success now, which is honestly what I'm doing, where I'm serving women every day and I'm paid abundantly for it. But it's made it so much easier for me to really attract in that life for myself. So dreaming, feeling into that vision, how do you want to feel? When you feel into that vision, do any blocks still come up? Do any mean girl blocks still come up, such as, actually, I'll never find my partner. I'll never find those friends. You know, I'll never feel happy and healthy because I'm not sexy and I'm not feminine. Like, how can you continue to work on yourself and become that vibrational match for what you want? And then how can you, after you've had the vision, you've felt into it, you've got expansive people in your life, you're working on yourself, how can you then take inspired action steps? How can you be courageous? How can you send that email to, you know, your dream collaboration? How can you start that podcast you've always wanted to do? How can you, you know, do the scary thing, launch your first event? You know, I've held many events where I've had one person show up and I've still held them because it was propelling me forward into, you know, the life that I wanted for myself. How can you really take those inspired action steps? Because it's beautiful to be in your feminine and dream, but then also we've got to be in our healthy masculine, really move forward with intention. So what can you do to move forward in your life? And then arguably the hardest part is to then, once you've taken the action steps, you're aligned, you're working on your blocks that come up, you've got expansive people in your life, you know, you're listening to podcasts if you don't have expansive people in your life, and you're really moving forward and doing all you can to attract in your dreams, and you're raising your own vibration in the process, you then need to surrender. And you then need to trust that if something's not happening in your life, something even better is on its way. And sometimes we purely can't fathom what the universe or God or whatever you believe in has in store for us. And you've really got to keep the faith, especially when it feels like you've leapt and there's crickets, you've launched that course and no one's bought it, you put your post out there and no one's liked it. You've got to keep the faith and keep working on yourself and keep staying true to your vision. And then once that's all come true and your dream manifests or something even better comes into your life, or you're pivoted or you're redirected and you've got so much faith and trust in the universe or God, or whatever you believe in, you've then got to really be open to receive it. So many women that I know then attract in, say, for instance, a partner that they wanted, or they attract in a job that was their dream job, or they attract in, you know, living somewhere beautiful, and they self-sabotage and they don't feel deeply worthy of receiving that manifestation or that dream. And they say, oh, no, I just got it because I'm lucky, or they have severe imposter syndrome and they straight away start to repel it from their life. So really work on receiving it all when it comes to you and going, I deserve this, because as women, we do deserve the things that we want in life. And so once this all starts to happen, you then start to unconsciously manifest. Like for instance, today, a really incredible speaking gig popped into my inbox that I couldn't have planned. I couldn't have known that that was going to happen. But because I now put myself out there and I work on myself And I've got, you know, that dream and faith that I want to be a speaker and I'm a speaker and people book me, things just start to come in now. So it starts to not be this conscious 10-step process. It just starts to all flow.
Absolutely. And I think when you really embody that, I know Joe Dispenza talks a lot about your vibration and energetics, and when you really embody that vibration of where you want to be and how you want to show up, it's almost like all the opportunities in the world that also embody that vibration kind of come your way.
Totally. And you know, I meet so many women that I say, hey, like, what do you do? And they go, oh, not really anything. Like, I've just started this thing. And they just shut themselves down. And who wants to collaborate with that? Or who wants to get them on their podcast? Or who wants to offer them a position at this incredible new role they know of? Like, if you show up to life not believing in yourself and with a low sense of self-worth, you won't start to create that magic. But it's those who do show up and believe in themselves and announce their dream and, you know, show up on their social media and network and be a good person and put themselves out there, as you said, and embody their message, they become truly magnetic for all they desire.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I do find, like, with women, it's so hard, or can be such a process, to get into that space where you try, like, you are comfortable owning your, what you do, all your, you know, all the positive things about you. So I can see how that would be really tricky when you're kind of trying to own yourself and have this high self-worth if you're not actually able to kind of speak yourself up and talk to yourself like you would to a best friend. So what kind of advice would you have for women who kind of feel that way and they just have that mean girl in the back of their mind, or they're really modest and haven't really been taught how to talk themselves up?
Totally. And I think it's about taking the small steps. And I know for myself, I used to be incredibly shy and I had a fear of public speaking, and it took me doing little baby steps. So when someone asks, the next time someone asks you what it is that you do, you know, what are you passionate about? What lights you up? Answer from your heart. Don't play small and don't dull yourself down, because trust me, there's nothing more beautiful than a woman who really owns her worth and is excited about something. You know, I built my whole business, Shine Your Light, about really celebrating yourself and celebrating other women, and just take little small baby steps of going, hey, instead of, you know, you asking me what I do and me saying, oh, not much really, just, you know, I help out women sometimes. I go, hey, I'm a women's mentor and healer and speaker, and I'm really passionate about, you know, helping women embody their best self. Like, the energy of that's different. And I think if we can, as women, start to just practice saying little small wins about ourselves and sharing our passion even with our friends more, even doing a post on social media if you feel liberated by that, and just infusing that essence of who we truly are into our conversation, we then start to become more confident. And also another tip is to just honestly celebrate other women. I find that what I love to do is I love to, you know, message women or comment on other women's work, or, you know, share other women's work and network and celebrate other women. And it's almost like when I celebrate other women, I'm giving myself permission to celebrate myself. And then those women are like, oh, Anthea is such a cheerleader, you know, let me celebrate her back. And it creates this circle around myself of just cheerleaders and women not competing, but just going, go girl, like, that's expansive what you've just done for me. And, you know, thank you for raising the bar for all of us. So really just start celebrating other women and putting that energy back, putting that energy out there. And I, like, trust me, it will come back to you as well. And you'll feel more empowered to celebrate yourself.
Yeah, I love that a lot. And that concept of expanders as well. Like, I know my parents got divorced when I was younger, and a lot of my close friends growing up, they had relationships that they weren't the kind of relationships that I would aspire to have at all. And I kind of started getting frustrated, and I was like, wow, is this really all it is? Like, is this all that a relationship can be? And I started really trying to think about what I wanted out of a relationship and what I wanted that to look like. And expanders started showing up everywhere. And I was seeing couples out and I was seeing families in the grocery store, like really getting along and smiling. And it wasn't this like, marriage sucks and you're going to hate your partner.
Well, it's that classic tale of, you know, you want a red Ferrari, you'll start seeing 20 red Ferraris in the street because your brain, your subconscious brain, you've tuned it to really look for the thing that it is that you're wanting. And that's why the inner work is so important, and the realizing of, hey, I've got no positive relationships in my life that I can aspire to have. How the hell am I going to attract in someone where I genuinely don't believe it's possible? And the same happened for me. My parents were divorced, my whole family's divorced. Like, my whole life I've seen, you know, examples of unhappy relationships. And for me, I had to consciously, like you, seek expansive ones for me that embodied even some of the qualities that I wanted. And once you start realizing, okay, well, I've got no one in my life that's running a successful online business, you know, I've got no women in my life that are abundant, I've got no women in my life that are surrounded by nourishing friendships, you really do need to own that and then proactively go search and find it.
Yeah. And when I find, I feel like when you search for it, you will, like you said, you'll always find it.
Totally. Even listen to podcasts or read books or watch videos. Like, it doesn't have to be people in your, you know, actual life.
Yeah. I found podcasts can be so powerful with that, especially if you don't really have people around you who are kind of an expert or expansive in a certain way. Like, I find personally, like Kim Inami has been so expansive. There's so much media going around that you're not able to have internal orgasms. And then you hear about all these amazing stories that she posts on her podcast. And suddenly you're like, yeah, these people are just like me. I can do it if they can.
Totally. And they give you permission to as well. And remove the shame because they're so openly talking about it.
Yeah. I think that's what we are, hopefully that's what's going to happen with, you know, periods as well and the menstrual cycle, that young women will start to listen to this and will, even if they don't feel comfortable with their friends, they can start exploring that by themselves. So this kind of brings us to the next question, which you kind of touched on a little bit, but I guess as someone who is just starting on their manifestation journey, how can they really understand and become clear on what they actually want to manifest and bring into their life? So something they actually need rather than just something they think that they want.
Cool. I think the first thing is, honestly, I think Elizabeth Gilbert said this and it was really profound. It's to simply follow your curiosity. I think when we get into this space of, oh my God, like, okay, the law of attraction, I've got to like manifest my dream life, but what is that? Like, I don't know what I want. Like it's so overwhelming. Do I just want $1 million? Like, do I want a Ferrari? And none of it's embodied. All we've got to simply do is to start to follow our curiosity. And from that place of following our curiosity, of booking that acting class, of taking pen to paper and writing a page of a story, of, you know, watching a YouTube tutorial of makeup, we really start to get in the mindset of, what is it that I like? You know, how do I want to feel? Do I like how acting makes me feel really expressed? You know, do I want to feel like, oh, let me go down to the beach a little bit more, or let me experiment with going to national parks and just going to waterfalls? Do I want to, you know, manifest more of that in my life? You know, do I want to manifest more networking events? Like, maybe I can go to a business chick event, or maybe I can, you know, like, what, like, start to really follow the breadcrumbs of what's lighting you up, even if you don't know if it's what you want to do with the rest of your life, or you don't even know if you'll like it. But it's those people that start to become quite open-minded and try things, they really start to understand, you know, what it is that they want to their life to look like, and what they want to attract into it. So that's honestly the first step to it. And then really the second step is just the whole purpose of manifesting and creating is really to just know that you are worthy of having a life that makes you happy and that lights you up. And what is it in your life that isn't lighting you up? And how is it that you want to feel? What things potentially could give you those feelings? Is it living closer to the beach? Is it maybe finding more like-minded friends? Are you happy with your life at the moment? Are you happy with you and how you're showing up to life at the moment? Like, really start asking yourself these inner questions and following that curiosity and taking those baby steps. And trust me, when you start to do that, you'll start to become more aware of yourself and what makes you happy and what you want more of in your life. And you'll really start to understand what it is you're dreaming of and what your vision is for your future just by taking those first initial little steps.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, when you kind of start, and this happened for me, was when I started really tuning into my intuition, you can feel whether it's a full body response, excuse my language, but like, this is a fuck yes, or this is a no. And most often when it's not like a fuck yes, it's generally a no.
Totally. And Marie Forleo speaks about when we're presented with, okay, say for instance, let's use the example of acting. We're doing acting, something about it doesn't feel right. Is it our body expanding at acting, like the thought of being acting and our mind is going, oh no, you're crap at it? Or is it our mind going, no, you need to do acting. That's, you know, how to become successful. That's how to be seen. That's how to be famous. And our body is literally contracted at the thought of doing it. Like, how is our body responding, not our mind, to something? So when you leave a group of friends, how does your body feel? You know, it doesn't matter what your mind's saying of you'll never find better friends, you need you to stick with these ones, you're being too picky. If your body is feeling contracted and icky and gross and tired, really listen to that, because that's your intuition as a woman.
It's so true. So true.
Yeah, I never thought of it that way. I think that's a really, really good sign to look out for when you are doing things that you feel like you should do or you're expected to do, but you don't necessarily like doing.
Totally. Every time I launch something, or, you know, when I launched my retreat, my body was super excited. I was like, yes, like I've always wanted to do this retreat, expansive, excited. But in the back of my mind, I was like, it's not going to sell. You know, who are you to host a retreat? No one cares. Like, you know, people that follow you don't want to see you. And, you know, like, it was just complete mental mean girl talk. But I just knew that my body felt so lit up by it, so I had to follow it. Like, no matter what my mind is saying, you've got to always follow those nudges, because they really lead you to gold and lead you to that next level and that next kind of upgrade of yourself and allow you to become more magnetic.
Totally.
Yeah, I love that.
And for the women who have started, you know, calling in their manifestations, figuring out exactly what it is they want, trying to tackle that mean girl, what are some of the signs that they can look out for that their manifestations are sort of coming to fruition? And, you know, when can people start to expect to see their manifestations coming to life?
Totally. So apart from the obvious of, you know, you do have your partner come into your life and you are now surrounded by your friends and, you know, a beautiful job has landed in your lap, what I would say is you just start to get this feeling of peace and alignment and of not feeling stressed about things, of just having this sense of faith in the universe. And that's when you really start to lean into the magic of life and the magic of the universe and the magic of whatever it is you want to call it. And life just starts to feel in flow. Like for me in life at the moment, I don't always know when my next clients are going to book in. I don't always know what's going to happen. I don't know where I'm going to live. I don't know all these things, but I fully just have lent into trust and faith. And in this period of trusting and faith and focusing on how I want to feel every day and focusing on things like gratitude for my life and focusing on things like what can I curiously follow courageously right now, you really start to become magnetic, and that's when things do start to fall into your lap. So if you're starting to feel a sense of just peace or knowing, or you're starting to see things like repeating numbers are a thing for a lot of people, of little winks from the universe that you're on the right track. People might have a spirit sign that you can ask for. So what you can do, Gabby Bernstein speaks a lot about this, is really ask to see a sign that your manifestations are soon to appear, and a sign you can look for to kind of let you know that you're on the right path. Like for me, for a while, mine was a white feather. So I knew that whenever I saw a white feather, it would just kind of remind me of how close I was to my vision coming true, or, you know, how aligned I was. Or a lot of people see repeating numbers, or just start noticing more synchronicities, or it's just you start feeling this sense of peace and things will just magically start to happen to you. Even if it's like, you know, you're manifesting $1 million in your bank account and, you know, someone offers to pay for your coffee at the coffee shop. And then, you know, someone buys your $20 ebook, and then just little things start to happen that are kind of like little baby steps to the grander vision. That's how you know that things are happening for you and you're on that right path.
Yeah, that's amazing. I actually had this. So I often do a Joe Dispenza meditation, and at the end of that meditation, he asks you to ask for a sign. And I just randomly, I was like, Santa Claus, like, bring me Santa Claus in some weird way, shape or form. This was maybe like 5 weeks ago now. And I was at my job, and I was putting a client into the LED lounge, which is something that we have at work. And she started randomly telling me about how she was doing this meditation. And she was listening to this guy on Spotify on her phone, and she looked up at me and she goes, he's like the modern day Santa Claus.
Oh, wow.
And I just looked at her and I was like, you just have no idea how poignant what you just said was. And I explained it to her and she was like, oh my God. And I had this full body visceral response that was just like, wow. Like when it comes, yes, it comes in such weird and wonderful ways that you're just like, what?
Totally. Yeah. And it's just a reminder of how guided you are, you know, like regardless of what you think of spirit signs and this concept, it's such a beautiful reminder to, yes, like I'm on the right track. And then in doing so, you keep holding that vision and you don't give up and you keep, you know, working on yourself and you keep the momentum of everything going. And that's then when your manifestation appears, or, you know, it happens in a magical way.
Yeah, I find like meditation can be such like a powerful way to overcome your sense of like victimhood in the world and start like trusting that the universe has your back again, because you kind of strengthen that like trust muscle the more manifestations, no matter how small or big, come to fruition. So I really love that way of just being able to connect back to yourself and your way in the world.
Totally.
I've just got one last question for you, and that's just wondering how, if you're just at the beginning of your manifestation journey, what's some additional steps or tips that you have that you wish you knew when you were just starting out?
What I really wish that I knew when I was just starting out is to know and trust that sometimes if something is not happening in my life, or if a dream isn't coming true, it's not a problem with me. It's because I'm being guided to something even better, and I'm being guided to an even more aligned path for myself. I think that it's really easy when you start this to just decide you want all these things, as I did. I wanted to, honestly, at one point, wanted to genuinely be an Oscar-winning actress. I wanted to move to New York. I wanted to be a star in a Marvel superhero film, and I wanted to do heavily acting things. And I was like, oh, like I've got this agent. Why isn't it happening for me? Why is stuff feeling hard? I know that I love sharing my story with people. I love being on camera. I love creating. I love being, you know, in charge of my own life. I love all these qualities. Why isn't acting working? And little did I know that acting was really preparing me for my career as a speaker and a mentor. And if I had just known to trust that sometimes things don't happen because something is working behind the scenes for your highest good, I wouldn't have felt so disheartened at times, because I would have just known, hey, this isn't feeling expansive for me anymore. You know, I trust that something better is coming. I feel like if I had just had known that, my journey would have been a lot smoother with things. I also feel like what's been really powerful for me is, yeah, not absorbing all the information under the sun, but just continue, you know, listening to podcasts you're drawn to, watch different films, speak to different types of people, really sink your teeth into life and what's available to you, because I feel like for me, that's been so expansive. You know, diving into Tony Robbins' work has been so expansive. Marie Forleo, Gabby Bernstein, you know, all these game-changing people has really just opened the door for what's possible for me in my own life to myself. And I feel like if, you know, if you're feeling very stuck in your life, really start diving into that personal development and hearing people's stories and knowing that, you know, if you're in a tough spot right now, honestly, magic is still and will always be available to you.
And I think as well, I mean, for myself personally, I've sometimes wanted to like rush it and just to know everything and to be like, just give me all the answers and just let me be so clear and have all this clarity around exactly where I'm going and what my future is going to look like. But it's almost like the magic actually comes when you step back for a minute and you just kind of, if something comes your way, you're like, oh, that's interesting. I genuinely find that interesting. I'm going to follow that. And then it's this knock-on effect rather than you being so hungry and needy and desperate for this information that's going to solve your problem, quote unquote.
Totally. And if you're coming at a dream with, I hate my life, please, this will save it, that will completely repel it and you'll hate every single step of the journey, because sometimes things take years. Honestly, my business has taken me years to get to this point. And I feel like for me, had I just received it instantly, I wouldn't have learned adversity. I wouldn't have learned what it's like to have a maxed out credit card, living in a single apartment in Bondi, eating one watermelon because that was all I could afford. I wouldn't have learned these key steps in my life, nor had empathy, nor had appreciation and gratitude for this place I am at in my life now. So absolutely, you know, having that faith and knowing that everyone goes through periods of stuff not happening and just having to trust. And when that happens, come back to the present moment. How can you enjoy this day? Can you go out into nature a little bit more? Can you call a friend? Can you do something fun? Can you connect to your inner child? Like, what can you do to make every single day along the process of upgrading your life really beautiful and enjoyable for yourself?
Yeah, I love that a lot. You've given us and our listeners so many amazing things to start thinking about and start giving, almost like giving us permission to really, you know, feel into what you want and to go for it and to trust yourself.
Yeah, totally. It's been such an honor to have you on the show. And I think everyone's listening is going to stop and pause to hear all the little different steps that you outlined before and really start answering some of those questions and change their lives. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. And you know, this just feels so aligned. And yeah, I think if anything, I want my life to be an imperfect permission slip for others to, and in, you know, in any case, just believe in themselves and to just try and to have courage, because that's what life's about. You know, we're all here to dream big and we all can create magic with our life if we just believe in ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And for our guests listening, where can they find out more information about you and your offerings and connect with you and what sounds like the amazing work that you do?
Thanks, girl. Definitely my website. So www.antheacesaro.com or my Instagram, Anthea Cesaro. And that's where I post all my offerings. I've got a manifestation mini course launching in about a month. If you're wanting to dive more into this topic, which is exciting.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time, Anthony. Anthea, have a beautiful evening.
Thanks, beautiful ladies.
Thank you for joining us in this week's episode on the In Her Flow podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review if you loved this podcast episode.
Even better, share it with a friend or family member who could benefit from this information. Our mission is to normalize period talk and help women to tune in with their cyclical bodies.
See you next week.